page 8, we have how we could chunk strategies in therapy when we're working with someone with a problem. So again, what we've got is we have the motivation strategy. We know they must have a motivation strategy and it must be running, otherwise they would never get round to having their problem. But the motivation strategy actually lets them know how they know it's time to do the problem. Then there's the actual strategy for the problem behavior itself, the process. Just as in buying and relationships, running in parallel with that is a convincer. By the time somebody comes to see you, they will be convinced that they really do have a bad problem. And they'll have also run their reassurance strategy, so they'll be sure when they arrive that in actual fact they do have a problem and it is really bad. So we can take any particular behavior and use the same model to chunk the behavior into appropriate sizes for us to be able to elicit the strategies. In this particular example here, from knowing these strategies, we'd be able to tell how the person knows when to actually do the problem, how they actually do the problem itself, and also how they know that they have the problem. All useful information when doing therapeutic interventions with people.